Good evening, welcome to the House of Young Doctor.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to House of Production Gospel, Gospel Music and the Media Today. Blog Talk Radio, Gospel Music and the Media Today. Music and learning. Bringing families, communities, and churches together. Gospel music of all style, indie artists, music. Your host, yours truly, Halsey. Freddie C. Howard, Halsey Production Gospel, Gospel Music, and the Media Today. We minister to the whole person. Indie Gospel Artists. Welcome to Halsey Production Gospel.
Keep on praising him.
Praise
Hallelujah.
Him.
I heard when praises go up.
Praise
I know the me to go.
I'm willing,
Lord. Take my hand.
Show me the way.
Show me the way. The mountains may be.
Praise is what I do, yes it is.
Welcome to House of Production Gospel, Gospel Music, and the Media Today. Blog Talk Radio, Gospel Music, and the Media Today. Music and learning, bringing families, communities, and churches together. Gospel music of all style, indie art, music. Your host, yours truly, House C. Freddie C. Howard, House C. Production Gospel, Gospel Music, and the Media Today. We minister to the whole person. Indie, gospel artists. Welcome to House C. Production Gospel.
Guys,
My name is Fred Howard. I'm your host. And let me tell you a little bit about the guys, and they'll lighten me up and lighten us all up on who the Supreme Seven is. The Supreme Seven, they initially started out in Philadelphia, relocated to Saskatoon, the remaining founding member was Antoine Peterson. The group is dedicated to the tradition of gospel music, but has sounds that crossed many barriers and touched the hearts of all. Some of the members are former Robert Blair, the Marlon Ayres, William Neal Duncan, the gospel keynotes. They've been singing for over 20 years. They're held together by faith. They're pleasing God, giving themselves, changing lives to God, excelling in the music industry. Who want to go first?
Yeah, this is my name is Antoine Peterson. Hello.
Okay, go ahead.
My name is Corey Young.
Tell us a little bit about the Supreme Seven and how y'all got started and your business right now. How is your ministry?
Met, throughout years traveling on the road with different people, and we always wanted to do something, and we finally came together one night, and that part of it is history, and we're still on the battlefield after all these years for the Lord.
Tell me this, with the changes in the music industry, with by the internet and the people that can sit in their local studios and record and mix and do CDs, how has it impacted you guys and the determination to follow through on your ministry?
Well, with, you know, in life, things change. But one thing remains the same, and that's God. And his faithfulness to us has been just wow, you know. He have always been the same, regardless of what has taken place with different changes. So that, you know, keep us going.
How statements are like right now, when is your next performance, and where would that be? And I see you just celebrated, 18 years?
Yes, sir, 18 years.
Oh, it was 19.
Yeah. Tell us about those 18 years.
Corey?
I want to correct all it. It was 19 years we just celebrated. And, you know, I would be the first to say it hasn't always been easy. But one thing we strive on is brotherhood and the love of brotherhood. We feel like we're a family. We fuss like family, like brothers. You know, we laugh and get along together, you know. But we, at the end of the day, we have a genuine love for each other and for what we do.
That's great. Here's the thing about 18 years together. A lot of marriages don't last that long. But in working together in the rehearsals and the planning of events and traveling, how do y'all maintain that spiritual connection that keeps the unity without somebody getting the big head?
Well, we realize and know if you put God first in whatever you do, there's no limit to your blessing. And that's how we get it done.
I
also
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Also, all of us was raised in the church, and we all have that upbringing of, you know, the church, and we all are in the church. You know, we all go to our churches when we're not on the road. We are in our churches. We're not in the bed asleep. We're in our churches. You know, we are active in our churches. So, you know, that's what keeps us grounded, is the foundation that was built into us from day one.
You know, that's really key. I see so many artists that try to come into this business, and they don't have the real, they have a zeal for it, but they don't have the spiritual wisdom and patience to really go out here and minister people and sing songs of praise from the heart to really minister people. Most people think that singing can save you. Singing can do nothing to save you. All singing can do, it has to be spiritually now. It has to be coming from Christ and with God in your heart and true spiritual relationship with God, a true relationship with God. It can usher you into the presence of God, but only the word can actually save you. I noticed when we was coming on you guys were talking among yourselves, and you're speaking to one. Who's the minister? Who's the minister?
Neither one of them.
Neither one of you.
Neither one. No.
But I thought I heard somebody talking about it, as the other one's a minister. But that's good though. You the power of the spirit. You are ministering. Well, who is the preacher without license?
All of us.
That would be Antoine Peterson. That would be Antoine Peterson.
Along with Mr. Corey Young.
But y'all be telling Antoine to go get his license. All right. Francis sent me a couple more songs, but I wasn't able to upload them. I do have four of them uploaded that we're going to play later on. When is y'all's next event?
The next event is we'll be in North Carolina on the 29th.
Mm-hmm. 29th of June?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's all that you've got to do. Y'all posted on Facebook yet?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll push it on my page. You guys can go on my page and put it on there, and we'll talk about it. Where will you all be performing in North Carolina? Or ministering, rather.
We'll be ministering in Bear Creek, North Carolina. I do not know the name of the venue that we'll be at as right now, but the flyer is posted on our Facebook page at Supreme 7 on Facebook.
Okay. I got that queued up on your Facebook page. Let me check that out, okay? But,
yes, sir.
Who came up with the logo? Pure Purpose Music Group.
Say that one more time.
I said, who came up with that logo? Pure Purpose.
The Lord.
I like that. All right.
Yeah, I was in bed and sleep, and Spirit spoke to me and said, Pure Purpose, and I called my pastor. And I told him what happened, and he broke it down to me. He gave me Romans 8:28 and Titus 1:15. I'm sorry, and that gave me my confirmation to call our company Pure Purpose Music.
All right. Okay, I got the. This is Eden with the Stars, Saturday, June the 29th, 2013, 6 p.m. The tickets are $15. Chapman Central High School with that Poly Yao Auditorium, 14950 North Carolina Highway 902 West, Bear Creek, North Carolina, 27207. Featuring the Supreme 7 with their songs Leave It in the Hands of the Lord, which we'll be playing here shortly. Now, if you want to get a ticket, you know about this event, you can call these numbers right here, 919-356-1213, and Jennifer Reeves at 919-673-5308. And Even with the Stars, we'll be featuring the Supreme 7 of Jacksonville, Florida. That's Saturday, June the 29th, 6 p.m. Get your ticket at just $15. Now, that's the thing about the business that which we have chosen, which is the ministry to the saved as well as the unsaved. And it costs. And that's one of the things that most people don't understand in this business. God makes a way. But guess what? You have to be prepared to do the things. You see what I'm saying? To make that way possible. Talk a little bit about that before we get to the music side of it and the preparations and the challenges to for venues. I know you guys have a PR person, who's Francis handling the out front stuff, but what is that like for you guys? Does that take a lot off of you? Is that a concern? Are you constantly praying about it? How do you deal with that?
Well, it's the ministry, the Bible declares salvation is free, and I believe that. But ministry is very expensive. It's very expensive, and it's hard to make people understand that. But through it all, God, He always take care of us, you know.
He always do. That's what's amazing. That's one of the things about it in my life. If you make a step towards that direction, you pray about it, And it's taking, if you want to go to New York, you're not going to go to New York by sitting in your room. You better get up and head out that door. If you ain't got but a half a dollar, you ain't got but a dollar in your pocket. But you better get up and head to New York, or you would never get there. That's a powerful testimony where you put that. He always does, no matter how difficult it is. All right, we'll keep pushing this. And do y'all have any other events coming up further down the line than June 29th?
We'll be in Dallas, Texas on the 14th of July.
Okay. You said Dallas, Texas?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. Dallas, Texas, the 14th of July. Keep that on your calendar. The Supreme 7th will be in Dallas, Texas. We don't have that info posted on that venue yet, but it will be. All right. Let's go back to our switchboard. We're going to – I got another hour, I guess. Another call on the line. They've been holding for 2 minutes. Let's bring that. Hello. How you doing? Welcome to House People Talking Gospel. You're on with the Supreme 7 out of Jacksonville, Florida. Who we got here? Okay, I believe it's Francis, but she's listening, but she's not talking. I do have a mic on. Okay, Chloe. Francis, are you there?
No.
Hello, Francis. How you doing?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Yeah. Were you going to snoop on us? I'm messing with you.
I'm just in the car. I'm driving.
Yeah. Oh, you're driving?
Yes.
Okay, well, you better watch the road. All right. Okay, well, look. With internet talking, they have what he calls a latent and delay time, which is a couple of seconds in between conversations. Yes, we'll talk over each other. So after one of us speaks, just wait 2 or 3 seconds before you speak, and then we all stay together on conversation. We won't talk over each other.
Gotcha.
All right. Okay. We just you want to tell us a little bit more? The guys been telling us about their experience and how much the time they've been together and how they keep it together. And I asked them about the aspects of what you do and how that weighs on them to be out there on that road and keep together and stay focused and knowing that you got to meet schedules and things like that. What is it like being a PR person for the Supreme 7?
Oh, my God. It is a 24-hour job, but I wouldn't do it for anybody else but them. They are a wonderful bunch of guys to work with. Antoine and Corey have exposed me to a lot in the industry. It has been exciting, interesting, challenging, very spiritual. And the thing that helped me with them is that I believe in their ministry, and I would love to see it go further. Anything I can do to contribute to it, I'm glad to do.
Oh, that's awesome. You know what? One of the things about meeting a challenge with team leaders, with the PR person, is that you got to want to do it. You got to love it. You got to do it from the heart. And that's what most people don't understand about the business. You got to want to do it. When it's coming straight out the heart, there's no way people can stop you because they don't understand how you do it and why you do it. But it's love and it's genuine. I appreciate you doing that. And I appreciate the contact and the effort that we've made in putting this interview together. I really appreciate it. I'm going to go to a song. I'm going to start out with the song. It's called Available to You. Whoever want to talk about it before we play it, you can. And you just let me know when you want me to play it. And then we'll go from there. But remember, the song is Available to You. Somebody tell us about that song.
I love that song. It reaches out to how available I want to be to the Lord. And the Supreme 7 hit it right on the head. I love that song. I hope everybody will enjoy it.
Right. I listen to all of it, and the one that I like, I don't know how hard leaving in the hands of the Lord is, but that's the one that pushed me. But I like all of them, but that one really pushed me. When I'm talking about, you know, now when you listen to a song, there's always something that's special about a song that gets you, but that's the one I like. But I like all of them. We're going to play. This is here. It's called The Supreme 7, Jacksonville, Florida. And the name of the song is Available to You. And you're listening to House of Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio coming to 231 6th Avenue, down south here in Alabama. Okay, now here's what we do. When we play a song, we mute all the microphones because we're getting echoes. So you can still hear, but your microphones won't be off. And I'll cut your microphone back on after the song is over, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. This song is entitled Available to You.
Valleys, man.
Anyway, little lady, I got 6 grandkids in here. They're visiting for 2 weeks. It's fun. How y'all doing? Everybody back home?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, we're here.
Yeah. Tell me from you guys' perspective on that song. Tell me about it.
Well, first of all, I like to say the babies are trying to let you know they're available. Can you hear me, sir? I was saying that the babies was trying to let you know they are available also. the song Available, it is exactly what it says. I mean, concerning my life, you know, I was like, it makes me say to the Lord that I am available. Come what will of me, I'm available.
It's similar to Isaiah, send me. God was asking him about who will go. He's saying you're available to serve. Powerful indeed. You gotta want to go.
You gotta want to go, and wanting to go, because you want to go, it don't mean that your way gonna be easy every day. But if you won't be weary and well doing, they'll make a way for you.
Let's first of all, I have one more song. Two songs too. This is called All Night. Tell me a little bit about it, and how did you all come about this song? What was the inspiration that led to the writing of it?
The song All Night, at some point, sometimes people say that Supreme Seven is saying too long. But the beautiful part about once we get to heaven, we can sing all day and all night. And then we come to the end and we'll be able to glorify God all the time. And so All Night comes from singing all night. Singing all day, we're going to keep praising our Jesus because we need a blessing to come our way.
In last week's Sunday school lesson, Isaiah, when he was being told about the awesomeness of God, he witnessed the cherubim singing and praising to God. And that awesome singing that was being done so loud and so powerful that it was shaking the gates and the doors of heaven as they praised God. So I can imagine once we all get there together and the singing and praising of God is going to be awesome. All
yes,
night,
sir.
All day, 24/7. Praise Him. All right. Pretty soon, they will be performing and ministering coming up in a few days. This will be in North Carolina. It's going to be coming up in June, June the 29th, 2013, 6 p.m. Tickets are just $15 at the Chatham Central High School. And it's 14950 North Carolina Highway, 902 West, at Bear Creek, North Carolina, 27207. If you want to get tickets, Mag and Francis can tell you where to get those tickets. We're on the sponsors at Centennial Avenue Church. For more information, you can contact Tony Mark, 919-356-1213. And Jennifer Reed at 919-673-5508. Francis, can you tell me a little bit more about An Evening with the Stars?
That evening will also be a live recording of the Supreme Seven, and that recording will be played on the Armando Hancock Show on cable TV.
All right.
So we would like everybody to know that is a live recording.
All right. We have another call on the line. Stand by a minute. We'll bring them online. Their area code is 843. You guys may know them. Let's see who we got on the line. Good evening and welcome to How People Done Gospel, Law Talk Radio. I'm your host, Freddie Howard. We are on with the Supreme 7 out of Jacksonville, Florida. Who we got on the line? Hello? Nigga, there, come on in a minute. All right, we're going to go ahead with the song Supreme 7. The song's entitled All Night. We're going to kill everybody's microphone while the horn is on, and then we'll come back on. All right.
Francis.
it's a lot more challenging because as independent, a lot of the stuff we have to hand do ourselves rather than have the big corporate record label to have their team to do it. We have to do a lot of stuff ourselves. But it helps us in the aspect that we can be more personable with the people we deal with. We could actually talk to you. You're not talking to just the Supreme Seven marketing team. You're talking to the Supreme Seven. Whereas with the record labels, you'll talk to whoever they allow you to talk to. So we get to be more personable with everybody. But yes, it's a bit harder. It's a bit more challenging, but it's a bit more personable, which helps us in the long run.
Now, your interview reaction with other gospel groups that you may team up with, that you may regularly do venues with, do you find that relationship with other artists a leaning post and a supporting mechanism for the Supreme Seven? Do you find that you can find groups that you can interact and then that you can depend on when you team up on a venue? How is that? What's that relationship like?
I thought Swan was going to get it. It's often very good that we can work with some of them real regular, like the Echo Airs. It's always great working with them because they seem to be able to, the Supreme Seven and Echo Airs can help each other as far as whatever needs need to be met or people who need to be introduced and things of that nature. So we can always depend on each other for whenever things are going any particular kind of way. A lot of times, if we're with the Echo Airs, I'll manage both tables so that everybody can mix and mingle with the public and do their shows and things of that nature. So that's always interesting as well, that we can be friends on and off the stage.
Mm-hmm. I find that when I was traveling, that was a really key so far as support and finding reliable people to interact with. Because out there in that business, there are some people that are not exactly real. And it is encouraging and powerful to know that God can put people in your path that can be supportive and helpful for the music and the ministry. Okay. Let's go to the song that which kind of tugged at my heartstring, which was Leave It in the Hands of the Lord. How is this song in relationship to the other song that is getting a lot of airplay? How is it doing?
Leave it in the hands of the Lord. Been doing well for years.
Right.
It's one of the songs that's most requested by the system for when we go out to different venues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I lived there in 1967. We started saying, Leave it in the hands of the Lord, and like, get rejuvenated.
Mm-hmm. What label
that
you guys own now?
We're on our own label. The name of the label is Pure Purpose Music Group.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Now, this song right here was tugging at my heart so far as a favorite song out of the poll that I uploaded and that Frances made available to us. She made two more available. We weren't able to upload them today. Because of other commitments prior to the program, but we will get them on and run them because the rest of the series. Now, here's another thing about this airtime of this program here. It's going to run for 7 days. Okay, tonight's broadcast, once we finish it, we will download it, we will edit, We will place all of the delay time in the conversation because of the late time in the transmission, but it will be it will run for 7 days, and then we hope that you guys will podcast it and do whatever you will. So for a PR with it, anything that you want to, it's yours to do with. This song right here by the Supreme Seven of Jacksonville, Florida. This one is called Leave It in the Hands of the Lord. You're listening to House of the Gospel Blog Talk Radio coming to you from 2361 Avenue here in Beatrice, Alabama. We are on live with the Supreme Seven of Jacksonville, Florida. And we will be back in on the other side of this song here, which is called Leave It in the Hands of the Lord.
You work hard all week long.
How long has this been out?
we recorded it. That's our second time recording it. It was on Supreme 7 of third CD. The CD was entitled "Leave It in the Hands of the Lord." Really didn't mean to record it again, but it happened.
What is the original? I know it from the title. It says "Leave It in the Hands of the Lord." It's commented that most people have problems to deal with it. They take them to God, and then they go back and pick them up. What occurred in you guys' lives in the recording of this that made it stand out over the years? What has happened in you all's lives to make you come to the conclusion leaving it in the hands of the Lord is the best for a situation?
Well, I must testify and say everything that I've left in his hand, he have always worked it out. I have a saying that I say that some people understand and some don't. I say the Lord is the only person I know to take all day coming and never be a second too late.
Mm-hmm. Right on time.
Yeah, so I've learned whatever I put in his hand, if I leave it there, he'll work it out.
I like the sounding board of reality of what you guys are speaking. You ever notice that whenever you have a problem, that is exactly what you're saying, and you be wrestling with it and dealing with it and dealing with it, as soon as that date, whatever that situation is supposed to, you know, culminate or when it's supposed to be done, it gets taken care of, and you sit back and you wonder, what in the world was you worrying about? You gave it to God and took care of it, and you worried yourself to death for nothing. Leave it in the hands of the Lord. I like it. I'm going to run it right back. Is that all right with you guys?
That's fine.
You know when you be downloading them and you listen to them, and hey, wait a minute, you got to die, upload, you got to do all of them. We're going to run it back. All right, we're going to do Leave It in the Hands of the Lord one more time. You listen to House Hero Dusty Gospel, Blog Talk Radio, coming to you from 3116 Avenue in Beatrice, Alabama. We're speaking live with the Supreme 7 out of Jacksonville, Florida. You're in there. Next event coming up will be Saturday, June the 29th, 2013, 6 p.m. You can get your tickets for just $15 at the Adams Central High School, Holly O'Yaw Auditorium. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Holly O'Yaw Auditorium at 14950 North Carolina Highway, 902 West, Bear Creek, North Carolina, 27207. And you can get checked with Francis. Francis, you got a number that they can call to get some tickets if they need them, or you just deal with the PR side of it?
Yeah, you can call me at 919-418-1867.
All right. You can get in touch with Francis at 919-418-1867. And you can also, it's being sponsored by the Centennial AM Zion Church. For more information, you can contact Tony Marsh at 919-356-1213. 919-356-1213, as well as Jennifer Reeves at 919-673-5508. An Evening with the Stars, featuring the Supreme 7 of Jacksonville, Florida, singing the song, which we're going to double up on in a minute, Leave It in the Hands of the Lord. Also, on that Stage with Them ministry will be Johnny Holloway and the Gospel Jubilees, the Price Family, the Anointed Ones, and the Spiritual Life. This will be Saturday, June the 29th, 2013, at Seven Central High School, Bear Creek, North Carolina. Get your tickets for a powerful ministry. Songs that will uplift you and usher you into the presence of God. The Supreme 7, singing this particular song right here, who has got House of Production hooked already, the Supreme 7. Sing it, leave it in the hand of the Lord. Yes. Nick for where you can get in touch with them and buy their music as well. They have a video on there. It's a great service. Francis, tell us again where you, they can get their hands on the CD and the cost of the CD.
The CD runs anywhere from $10 to $15. You can get it on CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon, at some of the mom and pop stores, or by calling me or hitting us on Facebook.
Okay. All right. I'm going to take a minute to read the bio that's listed on Reverb Nation. The Supreme Seven was formed in July of 1995 under the leadership of Antoine K. Peterson and Marcus A. Allen. The Supreme Seven attributes their interest in music to their parents and many groups that paved the way. In 1999, the Lord took the group in a new direction. While Antoine Peterson was playing for the gospel keynote, he was led to be approached by Corey Young and Kevin Thompson, who at the time were members of the Fantastic Volunteers. He asked them to join him and the Supreme Seven to help him to do a great work for the Lord. The Supreme Seven represented the best of the past and the present in gospel music, a multi-talented group that has remained steadfast. And in 2002, a young man by the name of Stefan Walden, former musician for Jane Bolton and the Bolton Brothers, joined the group. Once again, God ordered them in a new direction, but emphasizing every step they made, they put God first, and he elevated them higher and higher. It goes on to say that the Lord has blessed the group recently with two more young men who are willing to lift up the name of Jesus, the Green Seven, and always put God as the heart and soul of their life and music. The Lord allows the Green Seven to have some great time while ministering for him. They won numerous awards, such as the American Gospel Quartet Award and the Luther Barn Classic Award, but there have been some obstacles in their way, and they realize there are many more to come, but through Christ, they can do all things. The question has been asked on several occasions, why are you called the Supreme Seven when there are normally six people performing? Our purpose, our response to them is God is always with us wherever we go. He has saved us, united us together, and he will always be in the head of our ministry. So we feel with him being in charge, we are complete. The number seven signifies completion, so we believe this name would be more appropriate. The Spring Seven High Energy remains showcasing their songwriting skills and superb arrangements, as well as their vocals that strive to keep in the future. The current members include Mr. Antoine Peterson, Mr. Corey Dunn Young, Mr. Kevin Thompson, Mr. Stephen Walden, Mr. Justin Manning, and Mr. Anton Williams. We are a group of young men who ask for your prayers that we will be able to please God. The source from which all blessings flow throughout the world, we are learning every day when the devil tries to attack us, leave it in the hands of the Lord. Hey, all right. We know he has all the power in his hands. Powerful. I like that. I like that. All right. Talk about a little bit about y'all's life, your personal life, if you want to, marriage, kids, the other side of that most people don't see.
I'm just a basic plain Jane person. Music is what I do. Mm-hmm. That's it in a nutshell. It's an everyday thing for me.
Okay. The internet is playing games with us, but we're gonna see can we stay stay connected here. What other group? The Bolton Brothers. We have a connection through a young man that lives here in Monroeville. That sang with the Bolton Brothers, but we're not connected. In other words, he used to be our neighbor when we lived in Monroe some years ago. Do y'all have any interaction of venues with the Bolton Brothers?
It's been some years. We haven't seen them in years, 10 years for us. It's been some while, a long time since I've seen them. We used to see them all the time in fashion on the over. Wow.
Okay. There is one other song here by the Supreme Seven. Okay, we've been on over an hour now. If you guys you stay on long as you like. Francis, are you still driving? Have you reached your destination?
Yes, I am. I was an hour away in a meeting.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyway, it's 11 o'clock Alabama time. I don't know what time it is there for you, but you stay on long as you need to stay on. But you know how long you can be on. But that goes for the rest of you guys. It's your schedule. Okay. Now, when I am when we're online, when the internet goes in and out, that's one of the downs and drawbacks of the internet broadcasting, like Blog Talk Radio, that the internet sometimes tends to go out. Once you're connected, you have to maintain the conversation, but you get, other aspects of your program are suffering for that. But that's the reality of the internet when the internet is not being held up like it ought to be. All right, I want to ask you in regards to your Facebook page. Who maintains the Facebook page?
I do.
Oh, you're the PR man. So you guys saying it? I don't worry about what's on the internet, right? That's a relief, ain't it? Come on, somebody.
It's fun, but it's fun.
All right. Okay. On your bio that you guys got out, I see that you use leave it in the hands of the Lord to tie it all together.
Say that one more time.
Yes.
I see you leave it in the hands of the Lord to tie it all together. The bio.
I still didn't understand.
I said, I see you at the end of your bio, you know, talking about all of you guys. I said, I see you leave that song, leave it in the hands of the Lord. You use that song to tie it all together again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Definitely. Because it's all in his hands.
All right.
Best place for it to be.
Okay. All right. Let's go to back to our switchboard. That is, if the internet will allow us to play the last song that we got queued up, and we are trying to reconnect it now. The reason why that I am appear to be in a bit of a stall is because on the next song here, unless that internet come back online, they won't. Well, I can't play that last song, but we're going to keep trying to reconnect with it and get it back online so that we can play that last song. We're going to go back to the studio now. This last song that we're going to try to get on from the Spring 7 out of Jacksonville, Florida, is called The Old Time Way. It's called The Old Time Way. You're listening to House of Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio, and we're going to see can we get this song on for you, The Old Time Way. It's not allowing us to get it back on. Is everybody still connected, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we're still connected. All right. To get us back on track so far is the song. This last song here, The Old Time Way. Someone talk a little bit about that song. Tell us a little bit about it.
It feels just the way I feel. I like the old time way. Not that old, but I remember things of old that we used to do that we don't do no more, just in life in general. I remember when I was a little boy, Mama can fry some chicken with just some salt and pepper, and it tastes so good. Now we have to use salt, pepper, seasoning, salt, onion powder, all kinds of stuff, you know. So I like the old time way done.
You know what? I reminded of a kid when we used to go to church and how them people used to keep that beat on a wood floor.
Yes, sir.
When we go to the revival, man, you can hear that beat on the floor, man, and if you moving it up in that church.
Yes, sir. You can hear the voices hours away.
Mm-hmm.
And with no microphones, they'd be just as loud. You can hear them miles away just singing.
Let me ask you this. In regard to y'all's music, who was the brainchild behind the creation of, you know, the music style and when you put one together and the inspiration of the sound, who's behind that? Is that everybody collective or one person?
Probably me.
Probably who?
Me, Antoine.
Antoine.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. When you get the inspiration to do one, do you get up right away and put down the notes, or you keep it in your head? How do you deal with it? Do you go straight to the keyboard, or what do?
It just comes to me anytime. I always keep some type of instrument laying around somewhere, and I got it now. I got this program on my phone called Magic Piano, so wherever I'm at, I can finger through what I'm hearing in my head. So I try to, most of the time, when it comes to my head, I either record them on my phone or get in the studio and work them out.
How long you been on keyboard?
I play everything, sir. I've been playing since I was 10.
All right. I find that here, whenever I get the inspiration for one, I have to, sometimes it comes to you late at night, laying in bed, whatever, you know, not in a position where you can, I really had to come to the studio and like you do, put it on tape. Get it down, get the changes down, and then work it out later. But because they will get away from you. Once they come to you, the Spirit of Christ, God, he brings it to you. You better take care of it right then, because it will get away from you. All right, I am. We're still offline, but we're still live. Francis, tell me a little bit about. The aspects of you and how you deal with the relationship with other gospel groups out there when you put a venue together.
I look at everybody's style of music and how it would gel with the Supreme Seven, and I work the venue from that aspect and how well a relationship will be easy to deal with those other groups or the Supreme Seven. So far, it's always worked out pretty good. We have a few of them that really work well together. But one thing I would like to add about our last CD, From the Heart, one of the things about it sounds like Available to You. Twan was able to step in on the fact that quartet can do a little bit with praise and worship, too, and get the attention of God from every aspect and genre of traditional gospel. And I thought that was a very beautiful, wonderful, dynamic, amazing step to take with this CD.
Whenever you are putting together a venue, and say for instance, if you're going to be coming to Alabama, and you will be putting together a venue here in Alabama, will you have to come to Alabama, or you have to go by contact here in Alabama? How do you go about putting that venue together? Tavius is a new area. How would you go about putting that together?
I would first contact the radio people and see if there were promoters in the area that would work with me. I would also tap into some of the well-known groups in the Alabama area and make sure that they were on board with it, because we will be introducing the Supreme Seven, so we need somebody who's already there and well-known to make everybody else interested in coming out. So I wouldn't just come on my own. I would use contact and work relationships that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I want to ask you again in regards to the aspects of the burning of a CD, the making of a CD. Do you guys, I know you said you have to do what, but the way things are now, you have to do a lot of the things that the record company has took on the responsibility for. But now, who is the person, who in the group handles the making of CDs and things like that?
Antoine has the contact for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now, I also know that the aspect of the record deals, if you guys in the long time that you've been out there, which is now over 20 years, do you find it better to stay independent have the changes in the business made it imperative that you stay independent? How is that? What if a big label come calling, how would that impact you guys? Is that the aspect of it being there? I consider it like 360 deals where they wrap you up in all kinds of ways before gaining revenue from your ministry. What y'all stand on that right now?
Well, we believe that if we with all our heart, he will direct our path. If it's for us, he'll make it known that it's for us. And if not, it would be just like a grain of salt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be a difficult challenge to you have a way of doing it, and then something new open up. It would be you would have to take a literally, like you say, a different look at it, because it
definitely
might not pan out as well as it as you look. Okay, we are still at the point of we are trying to get our internet connection back in place so that we can continue with the songs that we have uploaded. But we will continue in conversation until we are back online. Y'all Twitter and your Facebook and the other media outlets, y'all on Twitter and Facebook, what other social service networks are you using to get the word out about you?
We are also on the website for programsinthecarolinas.com. That is the We Care broadcast website. We're the featured artist on there.
Mm-hmm. When you're traveling and the challenge that you guys have to meet that selling your records at a venue, are you quite successful at that? Is it a struggle?
Sometimes,
I wouldn't say it's a struggle. Over the years, in places, and people would walk up to the table and say, well, I need this project. The last one I had, I scratched it. I found that to be, I felt real good about it, because most time people won't purchase a new one. They'll find someone got it and burn it in the age we live in now. But most folk that have Supreme Children product, they always, if they scratch it or break it, they always come back and buy a new one. So I wouldn't say it's a challenging at all.
That's good. That's really good. But most of the time, when people come, if they spend money to come to you, your concert, they will in turn support you with purchasing your music. There are several sources that people use so far as producing. Do y'all have your own studio, or do you have to go out and buy studio time?
The Lord have fixed it where we have our home, sir.
All right. Can't beat that at all. That way you, whenever the urge hits you to do something, you can go right ahead and get to work on it. Because studio time is really, really expensive. Because a lot of time you have a lot of people, they don't care what you sound like. You can come there and rehearse. You can come there and do whatever you want to, as long as you pay whatever they cost you. They want to charge you for an hour of studio time. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. We're down to about 30 minutes of streaming live time. I've asked a number of questions, but anything that you want to tell the listening audience in regards to the Supreme Seven, you may do so at this time. Talk about any aspect of the ministry that you like to say, and what you want to know about upcoming events, whatever you want to tell them about yourself.
I would just like to say, whenever you use Supreme Seven, or just think about Supreme Seven, just say a word of prayer that the Lord will help us to do what we do, and that He will get the glory, and we will remain humble and acknowledge Him in all our ways and keep doing what we're doing. I would like for, everybody to say a prayer that we can continue.
Francis, anything to add?
I am very proud and very fortunate and blessed to be working with the Supreme Seven and Pure Purpose Music Group. One thing I do know about the Supreme Seven is that what you hear on the CD, they can give it to you live and better. They put their whole heart and soul into what they do. Being a Supreme Seven is not just a group. It is a lifestyle. It's a family. It's a unit. And that's one of the things that makes them work so well together. It's just a privilege to know them, and it's even more so to work with them. So whoever gets the chance to witness their program, they are witnessing a wonderful, blessed, and very spiritual situation.
Okay. I want to add that the Supreme Seven, I do appreciate them giving us an opportunity to interview them live here on House of God Gospel Blog Talk Radio. This broadcast will air for the next 7 days. Their upcoming event is Saturday, June the 29th, 2013, at 6 p.m. The ticket will be $15. Francis, you may talk about this event in depth if you like to, once I finish here. Chapman Center High School. Polio Auditorium. Polio Y-O-W Auditorium at 14950 NC Highway 902 West in Bear Creek, North Carolina. It will be featuring the Supreme Seven, singing the song which we ran by Christ, we leave it in the hands of the Lord. Also on that venue with them will be Johnny Holloway and the Gospel Jubilees, the Price Family, the Anointed Ones, and the Spiritual Life. The event is being sponsored by the Centennial AME Zion Church, and you can contact Tony Marsh at 919-356-1213 and Jennifer Reeves at 919-673-5508. You can also contact Ms. Francine Watkins at 919-418-1867. Any more you want to add to that in regards to that venue?
Once again, that will be a live recording by Armando Hancock for the television show and for the Supreme Seven. So it will be a 40-minute live recording of the Supreme Seven. Reverend Johnny Holloway is one of the historic quartet people in the North Carolina Wake County area, and he's looking forward to meeting the Supreme Seven. He is a heavy, serious fan of quartet gospel and has been real impressed with the Supreme Seven music that he has heard on the radio. So he's looking forward to meeting the actual group. We look forward to everyone who can come on out. Come on out and participate in this live recording.
All right. You want to be a part of a powerful live event? Make sure that you are in tune on Saturday, June the 29th, for an evening with the stars featuring the Spring 7 of Jacksonville, Florida. All right. We are unable at this time to get back on the internet to continue our last song that we were queued up for the Supreme Seven. And I want to say a powerful thank you to Francis Watkins and for allowing us to bring on the Supreme Seven. And we want to thank the gentleman for being up late night. And we're not in the studio, but on the radio with House of Production Gospel here, coming live from Alabama, and they are in Florida, being on the air with us. And we want to say thank you guys, and we appreciate you taking the time to stay up late night and talk to us here about your ministry. Last word.
And Brother Howard, we always also like to say thank you to you for allowing us the opportunity to be on your show. Definitely enjoying it.
Right.
And we pray that the Lord bless you in many ways. And you know, we just like to say thank you. It means a whole lot to us that you took your time with us.
Okay.
So thank you again.
Oh, I hate to cut. I didn't intend to cut you off, but I wanted to mention. Do you have any other internet radio interviews possibly scheduled? It might just say since this is what might call late night radio. Any other interviews coming up that you can tell us about, and then we could also let others know that you will be. Have live interviews at other store places. Do you have any work, Francis, as of yet?
Yes, the Supreme Seven will be live interviewing the Let's Talk Gospel conference call on July the 30th. They will also be interviewing with the FOS Radio and with Angela's Gospel broadcast in Virginia, and all of those are within July, in the month of July.
Okay. And you also have another event coming up in July. in Texas, I believe. Can you give us the information on that one, on that venue yet?
That will be the anniversary of the Session Singers on July the 14th in Dallas, Texas. I have not yet received a flyer on that, but that is July the 14th in Dallas, Texas, the anniversary of the Session Singers.
Right. Okay. This is going to conclude our broadcast for House of Blood and Dr. Law Talk Radio. Coming in from 231 6th Avenue here in Beyond, Alabama. Again, each one of you identify yourself as I call you. I believe it's Antoine. Last
yes,
word.
Sir. Antoine Peterson is my name.
All right. And Francis?
Francis Watkins, artist relations personnel.
All right. We have one other person that's on with us, and you are
Corey Young.
All right. I again thank you, and on behalf of all of us here at House of Blood and Blog Talk Radio, we're going to say good night and thank you for being with us, and we would edit and get this back up for podcasting. Probably take us about an hour and a half, 2 hours to edit and get it back up. But again, thank you guys for taking the time, and I do appreciate the opportunity for interviewing you here on How to Learn Gospel Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Good night. And we always close out with prayer. If one of you guys want to offer prayer.
Sure.
All right.
Our Father, my God, we thank you for this time, Lord. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity, God. We thank you for the fellowship. Your blessings and duty help us to bless you back, Lord. Look on all listeners, Lord. Let them be faithful. Thank you for all you have done, Lord. I say we pray. Amen.
All right. Again, thank you for listening to How to Burn Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Until tomorrow night, where we will rebroadcast this for the next 7 days. And we will also, because we have about 25 minutes of air screen time left, we will upload two additional songs. And we again thank you for listening to the Supreme Seven of Jacksonville, Florida. And a quick reminder that coming up, that next event will be Saturday, June the 29th, 2013, 6 p.m. The tickets are just $15 at the Chatham Central High School, Polioli Auditorium, 4950 North Carolina Highway 902 West, in Bear Creek, North Carolina. This will be a CD, live CD presentation. And Evening with the Stars, speaking recording artist, the Supreme Seven, and song, Leave It in the Hands of the Lord. Also on that will be Johnny Holloway and the Dr. Jubilee, the Christ Family, the Anointed Ones, and the Spiritual Life. On behalf of all of us here. And don't forget, the sponsor of that event is Daily Zion Church, Tony Marsh, 919-356-1213, and Jennifer Reed, 919-673-5508. And you can also get in touch with Ms. Francine Watkins, the PR person for the Supreme Seven at 919-418-1867. Until next time, I'm House of Burning Gospel Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Freddie Howard. Good night, and God bless. Take care now.
Amen.
All right.
You weren't hurt.